The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 639.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a business and career coach, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Elaine Lou Cartes. Elaine, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So I am a business and career coach, and just through my journey, I've been fired 3 times, I've quit twice, I've also successfully changed careers, asked for raises, and started my own business where now I'm creating a Color Your Dreams movement, helping more women of color create their dream career while still being there for their family.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Elaine, what's your cultural background?
Filipino-American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote, it's more of just believing in yourself above everything else, above anyone else.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It's being sure you believe in yourself, like I said in the quote before, above anyone else, because it's not about seeking validation. So believing in yourself, regardless of the mistakes and the failures that you're going to make along the way and learning as well.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I also believe that, you know, believing in yourself is huge, right? If you don't start with that, you're not going to go out there and take the action. And, you know, we go through so many like up and downs. We have to keep pushing through no matter what happens. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Elaine, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So as a first generation immigrant, you know, I was born into a family of immigrants. So my grandparents, my parents, my uncle and his aunt. So that's 6 adults. And I just felt the pressure, like I know a lot of your listeners, doing what I was told because they didn't grow up with the same resources and opportunities. So what happened was I was seeking their external validation, right? Coming home with the straight A's, being valedictorian, going for grad school. And it hit me. I'm like, wait, as much as I love them and they've been so supportive, I realized the self-confidence needs to come with from within, that it needs to be me that was brave enough to ask for a raise, me that was brave enough to leave a job I no longer loved to a job I did love, because I did get backlash from my own family. Like, why are you leaving this government fundraising job? You have pension. I'm like, because it's not what I love doing. So it was going within for self-confidence rather than going to other people for the validation.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all can relate, especially like you mentioned, you know, being an Asian family, an immigrant family, you know, they want the best for us. But sometimes, you know, what they think is best for us might not be something that we think is best for us, right? In the end, you know what would be best for us. And then sometimes we're just scared to go out there because we've been so programmed to, you know, do what we're told versus like going out there and doing your own thing, getting, you know, making mistakes along the way, going through the ups and downs. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and do the things that you love, be the person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
The aha moment was, by the way, before I started my business, I had my dream job and a boss and mentor who I adored. So I went to grad school because of her advice, and I'm not blaming her. Like, I'm really grateful. The aha moment was when I graduated grad school, graduated straight A's, top of my class. Once again, like my whole life, I'm like, hold on. I am doing what everyone else is telling me to do, and I'm not listening to what I want to do. And for the longest time, I wanted to start my own business. So like, what, you know, what's the worst that could happen? In reality. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to start my own business, career coaching business. And what's interesting, it was a lot of my friends who ended up becoming my first paying clients because they saw me successfully ask for raises and change careers. And I want to share this quote with your listeners because I know a lot of them are first gen or immigrants, but our grandparents, like it was a quote that I heard before, but our grandparents survived so that our parents could provide and our parents provide so that we can thrive. So each generation has their own goal and it's all unique and different.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote that you mentioned, you know about our grandparents surviving and, you know, parents doing what we have to do. And yeah, you know, sometimes we don't realize like we're so blessed because we look back and we see what they've been through and, you know, what we can do is go out there and do what we love to do, go out there and live life to the fullest. And, you know, like you mentioned, you starting your own business, yeah, it was the scariest thing, but you went out there and did it anyways, because you knew that you had it in you to go out there and create, you know, change or help people out there get their dream job or get that dream career. And, you know, because of what you've realized, what's your life been like now?
I'm just so much happier and fulfilled. I know that a lot of your listeners could relate to this story too, but when I first started, my mom and dad thought I was crazy. They're like, why are you leaving your amazing job? Because I'm not happy. And I know the American dream that you wanted was for your kids and your future generations to have a choice, right? That is the American dream, is for us to have a choice of what we want to do, regardless if we love cooking burgers to having your own business. It doesn't matter. And I remember I was in Philippines. My mom took me aside and she said to me, you know, I didn't know how to start and create my dreams, but you are finishing it for me. And that meant the world to me, because I realized that there's other people, even though they may not understand, they're still there to be supportive. And for those who want to start their business or change careers, just know it's because your parents and your family want to protect you, and has nothing to do with them not believing in you.
Thanks for sharing that. I totally can relate, right? Sometimes our parents do not understand the things that we do, right? But they're always there for us. That's why, you know, they have that unconditional love and they do everything out of love. So when they tell you, like you mentioned, you know, when your parents thought you were crazy for leaving that job, they were just worried about you, not realizing, like, you know, you can go out there and do it, right? As parents, it's normal for them to be scared for their kids, right? They want the best for them. They want to make sure they're safe and secure and stable. But sometimes, you know, it's up to us to go out there and fulfill, you know, that life dream that we have, go out there and make that change and create that positive impact on others. And I'm glad you're able to do that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
You already know the answer. This is not about seeking validation. It's about being courageous enough and realizing that you need to create that change. That's the advice I would give her, because we really know the answers inside. And I was just such a people pleaser, always asking my parents and friends, what do you think of this or that? When in reality, I already knew the answer and I was seeking validation. And it's not the validation we need to seek. It's really being confident within and knowing this is what I want to do. And sure, I'm going to make mistakes and failures along the way, but I'm going to pick myself up and learn from each of them.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a gift for your listeners, because I know a lot of them want to transition into a new career or changing into businesses. So they could go directly to my main website, which is elainelou.com. It's elainelou.com. It's how to get your first paying clients or change careers. And they could follow me on Instagram at Elaine Lou, ELAINELOU _ on Instagram.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Elaine, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Elaine's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Elaine today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Elaine.
Thank you. And thank you so much for doing this and having other women around the world share their stories to inspire each other. So I appreciate the work you do, Sheena.
Oh, thank you. And thanks again for coming on the show to share your story. I really appreciate it. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.